friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. I don't know about you, but I want to give of my best to Jesus. Hello, boys and girls. How are you today? We get to spend some more time today as we study and we learn about a special story you will not want to miss. But before we get started, we're going to pause and ask that the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom as we study and read from God's Word. Dear Lord, please come into our hearts. Send your Holy Spirit to help us to understand what you want us to know. We love you, Jesus. Amen. The Passover feast was only 6 days away, and Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to attend it. As usual, he was staying at Bethany in the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. You can find this in John chapter 12, verse 1. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Once you find John, then you're going to find chapter 12. John, chapter 12. Once you have chapter 12, then you're going to find verse 1, which should just be right there where the 12 is.
Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead.
Last time we talked about the Passover. You know how we have holidays today that help us to remember things in the past? Well, in America, we have a very popular holiday called Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving helps us to remember how much we are thankful for. That's kind of what the Passover was like. It was to remind them how God had worked in a powerful and mighty way to free them from the Egyptians. And so every year, they celebrated the Passover. So here's Jesus going to the Passover. And before he gets to Jerusalem, which is where everyone would celebrate it, he stopped in Bethany. Do you remember who was in Bethany? You got it. Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Well, somebody else living in Bethany was also thankful for what Jesus had done for him. I don't know if you know this man's name. He was a rich Pharisee named Simon, and Jesus had healed him of leprosy. Simon had become a disciple of Jesus, but he still wasn't sure that Jesus was the Messiah. And he didn't think of himself as a sinner who needed to be saved. He thought, other people, yes, they've done things that are wrong and they sin, but not me. I mean, I have my life all together. Even though he had been healed of leprosy and Jesus had given him back his life, he hadn't really changed his thinking. But Simon was very grateful to Jesus. He was so thankful for what Jesus had done by healing him that he threw a feast in order to honor Jesus and to show Jesus how thankful he was for being healed. He also invited other people as well. It reminds me of somebody who did something very nice for our family out here on the Navajo Indian Reservation. We were having a lot of problems with our septic, and one of our friends from California had heard about what we were going through. And so he called up my husband and he said, "Jonathan, I will be there. You get the parts, you make sure you have it. I will be there and I will redo your septic and we'll get it done." And so he came out and he did it. And he didn't ask for money. He did it just to help us. So when we were back in California visiting, guess what we did? We invited him over for dinner as a thank you for what he had done for us. It wasn't anything fancy, but it was our way of saying we really appreciate what you did. That's how Simon was feeling. He was thankful to Jesus for what he had done, and so he threw a feast in honor of Jesus. He didn't invite just Jesus and his disciples. He invited many people from the town. In fact, Lazarus was there. At the table, Simon was on one side of Jesus, and Lazarus was on the other side. Mary and Martha were there, and as usual, Martha was helping to serve the food. Do you know how I know that? Because we can find it in verse 2. John chapter 12, verse 2. Here's what it says.
There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him.
Many people were in Bethany that day. Some of them wanted to see Jesus, but others wanted to see Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised to life after he had been dead 4 days. The word had gotten around. People had heard, and as they're traveling to Jerusalem for the Passover, they find out and they hear that Jesus is in town. And they know, hey, Bethany, isn't that where Lazarus lives? And they wanted to see Lazarus, too. They wanted to know what it was like to be dead. Talk to Lazarus. Find out, what was your experience? When you were dead, what was it like? But Lazarus didn't know anything while he was dead. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. The Bible tells us what it's like when people die. We don't have to go and ask people. We can find out from the Bible. So here's what it says, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Ecclesiastes is after Psalms, so it's in the Old Testament. Psalm is pretty much right in the middle. It's a huge book, 150 chapters. Then you have Proverbs, which has 31 chapters. Then you have Ecclesiastes. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Once you find Ecclesiastes, then find chapter 9. If you need more time, just pause this recording and you can press play when you're ready. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Now we're going to read 5 and 6. Chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. Here's what it says.
Ecclesiastes 9, 5 and 6. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun.
What do the living know? They know that they're going to die, don't they? We know that everyone dies. What does the dead know? They don't know anything. They know nothing. They have no more reward. The memory of them is forgotten. Their love, their hatred, their envy, it's all gone. It's done. Because they have died. It's just like they're sleeping in the ground. Something Lazarus did tell everyone was that Jesus was indeed the powerful Son of God. Only God can give life to dead people. Did you know that Jesus has the power to change your life? Did you know that he is there for you to give you his power, to help you to overcome Satan and to do what is right? He is. He loves you. He cares for you. And he wants you to ask him for help. When you find yourself getting mad or angry at your brother or sister because they did something to you, Jesus offers you his help to control your anger. When you find yourself wanting to get into things that you know you're not supposed to get into, you can ask Jesus and He will give you the power and the help to say no and to walk away from temptation. No matter how big you are, no matter how little you are, Jesus is there for you. Aren't you glad? Let's pray and ask Him to help us in our daily walk. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts. Lord, help us to have the power to overcome and to do what is right. Help us to have the power to say no to Satan and his temptations and yes to you. Give us self-control when we get angry at our brother or our sister or a friend or even a bully at school. Help us to have self-control. Help us to do our very best. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Thank you for giving up everything that you did for us. We love you. Amen. All right, let's do our memory verse song. We are learning the song, We Love Him Because He First Loved Us. Let's learn this song together.
We love Him because He first loved us. Because He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. Because He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. Because He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.